Hey, whores. What'd you get to drink? Diet Coke? I love Diet Coke. I got root beer, though.
I'm a whore for Diet Coke.
Me too. I saw a post that said, have the people who said Diet Coke is unhealthy considered that if I don't drink a Diet Coke every day, I will potentially kill myself? Yeah.
Yes. Hey guys, welcome to the 10th episode of
Live, Laugh, Beef.
Oh my god, we made it!
Oh my god. What's that? No?
No, that's okay. It. No. Oh my god.
Oh, okay. We get it, Ariana.
We all sing. We all dance.
Not Victoria. I think we all sing. Oh my god.
So I just want to point out that we tried to actually like make ourselves look presentable today.
We don't, though. Not to be rude to us. I just feel like we didn't try that hard.
No, we're doing the least.
We're doing the least, but like... I just bought myself.
At first, I thought, like, when we were planning, I was like, oh, like, we're going to give, like, Met Gala behavior.
Ooh, okay, yeah, Met. No.
Well, that's what my plan was. But we're giving more People's Choice Awards.
We're giving Kids' Choice Awards.
Kids' Choice Awards.
We're about to get slimed for our 10th episode.
Oh my god, have you seen that video of Katy Perry?
Yeah. Someone said that was an assassination. Yeah.
It was an assassination.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay, so before we get started, I just want to update the viewers. And today we will be answering the cake question.
Where's cake? Where's the cake update? Where's the update? Where's the cake? Where's cake? I get it. Nosies.
We have lives. But no. Not us try to fight them.
I actually have a brand deal going on right now.
But yeah, we're going to update you guys on the cake. But before that,
cue the intro.
Before we get to the cake update, I just want to give a queen update. So,
Queen Elizabeth?
Queen Elizabeth just had her 96th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Did you not see the photo of her?
I did, and someone said, there's no way this bitch is alive or something.
It was her with two horses. She looked like a bad bitch.
Oh.
So you still don't think she's alive?
No, it was probably just a photo they've been keeping away. Don't you think, don't you think, like, there's always like ulterior motives. Like, I feel like the royal family definitely has like hundreds of photos of like them that like have never been leaked.
Oh yeah, 100%. You know what I mean?
That horse photo probably from 10 years ago.
She has been looking the same for like the past 10 years. So maybe I want to see her like do a national address.
I want to see her do a split.
Not
why
Queen
am I the
Lizzie?
Only one popping my fucking pussy right now?
Have you heard the, isn't that from an Enya song or something?
I don't know.
Or Bjork? Why am I the only one popping my pussy right now? Have you not heard that?
Did Bjork say that?
Yes. Or I think I might be making that up.
Maybe.
Anyways, well,
I would love to hear you say it.
I'm personally glad that Queen Lizzie is standing strong, you know, with her two horses. So yeah. All right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Queen.
Happy birthday, Raymond.
Okay, so speaking of celebrations, the cake. Which
it's fucking cake.
We want to address a few things before we get started. And I wrote them down.
Not the notes.
Okay, so I just feel like we have to address a few things because everyone's confused or just everybody has their own theory on what
do
it
they?
Is.
I haven't read the comments, honestly.
I'm staying away. I saw a little boy comment, W Bakery, saying like, oh, like, like the bakery was like good job for them
Bro,
not serving.
And W I Bakery.
And then I went on his TikTok page and it's a child and he had a video of himself with like showing his teeth with like a filter. The filter gives your eyes, your nose, your nostrils, like eyes. And I'm like, your teeth are separated. Like, talk to me when they're adult teeth.
Talk to me when you don't have a lisp, buddy.
Yeah, literally. Anyways, okay, so we want to address a few things. No, this bakery is not in Ireland. I don't know. Like, do we sound Irish to you?
It's fucking a cake, love.
So, no. It
the fucking bakery's homophobic, love.
Oh my god, that's actually kind of good.
I am Irish.
Are you?
Yeah.
No, you're Dutch.
And Irish. My dad's Irish, my mom's Dutch.
Oh, okay. Well, that's actually pretty good.
Thanks, love.
Wait, there's that one thing where it's like, if you say asparagus.
What?
Like, if you say asparagus.
Asparagus.
Asparagus. That
is deep. Is this even Irish or is it Australian?
I don't know what we're doing.
Put some fucking shrimps on the bobby, mate.
But yeah, so we're Canadian.
Yeah.
Sorry. So
I got off topic.
And then also for the people who are commenting, quote unquote, it's their right to choose their service and who they give it to. No. Again, we live in Canada. it is federal code that if you run
business. Did you look this up?
No, I already knew.
It's
like,
true.
It's a federal code.
But
I'm just like,
you know, someone's going to be like, it's not a federal code. It's actually a law or something.
Okay.
Like that.
Either one. It's somewhere illegal.
It is
illegal. Like the same way that I can't turn someone down for like photographs if they're like a different religion or something like
or
that.
Or if they have a disability or if they're a woman or a race. Yeah.
Especially like, if you're a bakery and you offer food to like everyone and you're like, oh, not the fat. You know what I'm saying?
Don't say that.
No, I can't say that.
You can.
But yeah, this isn't Oklahoma, unfortunately. We're Canadian.
Yeah.
Have you seen that those videos of, well, at least we don't get shot up when we go to mathematics. At least we don't turn down people for their sexuality.
Why did I say that?
Why am I mad?
I know.
I'm like really hyping it up.
I'm just here.
People are probably just like, oh yeah, they didn't get the cake. And lastly, for everyone saying like, oh, like this event happened like recently, I saw it on the news. Yes, a lot of bakeries do turn down gay people because there's a lot of homophobes out there.
Why am I laughing?
I know. But our event happened to someone that we know like 5 years ago.
Yeah, we kind of explained the story, mm-hmm. not on the TikTok that like everyone saw, but on another TikTok, we explained that like this happened to somebody we know and it was like 5 or 6 years ago. That's why we didn't want to like call it out because like they could have changed. Mm-hmm. Also, like we don't want to get sued.
Exactly.
There's like technically no proof, but like for a fact, mm-hmm. it happened because like I was there.
So our goal and what my goal was yesterday when I called was to see if they've changed because it's been like 5 years and seeing if they would actually just make us a cake. And I just wanted like a really basic ass cake, super simple, whatever. So yeah, we're going to play you guys the call. So yeah, here's the phone call.
Boop, 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 boop. Bring, bring. No, you're gay. Shit.
Roll the tape. My anxiety is like going up for no reason. I don't know why. Hi there. Could you guys like do a cake for like the next day?
We would need a 24-hour notice.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
What's like the like a small cake size? And do you guys like have shapes?
The smallest is an 8-inch round.
Okay. And do you guys do the writing on top?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Can you do like congratulations? It's for an engagement. Harrison and Bill.
Harrison and Bill.
Bill. B-I-L-L.
Bill. My goodness.
Yes, two men. So yeah, unfortunately they didn't give us the cake. But they gave us this fucking monstrosity.
I didn't know where you were going with that because you were hiding that under this.
I paid the least for this. I literally said I just wanted not the most amazing thing. I just wanted something simple. So when I called, I was like, hey, like, can I get a cake for, Harrison and Bill? And the reason that I chose this name is because Harrison is a long form of Harry.
Because, I knew that's where you're going with
that. My Harry Styles stan. And I was going to tell them to put Louis on the cake because, you know, Larry for life. But I just put Bill because that's my actual name, Joshua Bill.
Oh, yeah, I did know that.
So congratulations.
To you and Harry Styles. Oh, God, they're going to come for us. They're going to be so mad.
Yeah, well, this could also be his coming out cake.
Listen, it's actually like, besides the fact that we damaged it a bit there, we'll take it out.
That's okay.
I like that they added like the rainbow.
Yeah. I actually was not surprised that they gave us the cake because that incident happened like 5 years ago.
I also thought the same.
Yeah. So in my head, I was just like, oh, okay, well, they probably have new employees and new staff.
They definitely do.
But I'm really excited. Like, at least we get a cake out of it. Let's eat. We're just going to have a, let's have a quick bite.
Is it good?
Mmm.
That's actually pretty good.
Thank you, bakery. We don't have to expose you anymore.
Oh my god. My mouth is all green.
Thank you for giving us a gay cake. And congratulations to me and Harry Styles.
I'm really glad that this wasn't like a sad story, but I also feel like everyone's going to be like, why the fuck aren't they homophobic? But that's the thing.
Yeah, everybody's like, I want something to be mad at.
I want the details. Well, you're not getting them.
Yeah, you're not getting them.
We clickbaited you.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
We
not really.
We got this beautiful cake. This bakery is no longer fucking homophobic.
You have icing on your lip, just so you know.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I just wanted to let you know. So looks you like highlight. The whole thing. Not you feeling the ice cream. Listen, it wasn't clickbait because like the story actually happened. We just didn't expect it to blow up, and like we didn't. Like I'm happy.
I didn't either.
If they would have were still homophobic and like it was on recording and everything, then like I would have felt comfortable
that been so
saying
juicy.
It. But the thing is, like it's not like the, what happened in the past hasn't like there's no proof. So like I don't want them to like.
Mm-hmm.
Say
sue us.
Like I don't have money to be sued, and that's what I like just kept thinking of.
Although a piece of me is kind of sad that they're not homophobic anymore. You're just like me. I'm just like you. Because a piece of me was like, I really wanted to like pop off and be angry at the fact that they were still homophobic.
And, like, kind of to shed light that this still happens, you know what I mean?
Agreed.
Because it does. Like, even though it didn't happen in this instant, like, there are still, yeah. I'm sure, plenty of places out there that don't serve.
Yeah, people. A lot of those people who were commenting saying, like, oh, like, I know this bakery.
Yeah.
And none of them were. And I was like, oh, like, I guess
how
this happens,
this
like,
happening?
Yeah, is this happening, like, everywhere?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm. You know what? I'm glad that I don't have to be mad at the bakery. But you know who we should really direct our anger and our attention to?
Harry Styles?
No, babe.
Yeah, just kidding.
The homophobes in that comment section.
Was there a lot?
There's a
lot.
I actually
didn't read the comments.
I've seen so many of them.
I've seen like the top ones, but not like deep into
it. A lot of them were saying like, oh, W Bakery, like they're not supposed to serve gay people, like if it's against their thing, like, oh, like it's good that they didn't do it because like it's disgusting. And I literally was like, you do know you're commenting on a like a very gay podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's crazy to me because it's like they say like W Bakery, oh, they're not allowed to do that if it's against their religion. But what if I said I'm not gonna sell you food because I don't like that you're Catholic?
Yeah, like, or I don't like the fact that you support Trump, or I don't like the fact that you're this or that. You know what
I'm
saying?
Like, how is that fair? Especially something like you can't change about yourself. Like, if you have religious beliefs, like, I guess you still can't change that, right? Like, that's what you believe in. But if you're gay, if you are a certain race, like, whatever, like, you can't change that about yourselves. Imagine how, like, hurtful that would be if somebody, like, went up to you and said, no, you actually, never mind. You can't celebrate your wedding because...
It's definitely like a double standard. But I think also at the same time, like we have a lot of younger viewers.
True.
So I think that's what it is. Because a lot of the comments where it's like W Bakery or whatever. Oh,
like their little friends in middle school.
Yeah, they're like...
True.
It's an anime PFP, like I always say. Or it's...
It's always anime, bro.
No, for real. An anime PFP. What was the other one? Anime PFP, Fortnite... Or now, as of recently.
Whoa, don't bring Fortnite into this. Or, I'm just kidding. I got called.
Or recently. Roblox. So speaking of celebrations, I wanted to say a happy 23rd birthday.
23rd?
24th, sorry. I'm turning 24. You know what? I've been thinking for the past year that I'm turning 23.
Yeah, it's confusing.
But I'm already 23.
I feel like COVID confused me a lot.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I still think I'm 23.
I'm so confused. But yeah, I just wanted to wish a happy 24th birthday.
What'd you get me?
To my best. I got you that cake, whore. thanks for being here. Thanks for being a good co-host. Do you feel any different?
Mentally ill. But I think the mental illness started before the 24th.
Yeah.
The 24th birthday.
Mentally ill since birth.
Probably not since birth.
No, no.
Probably since trauma. However, I don't feel... I feel good. No, yeah. I don't.
Oh.
I feel older.
Okay.
I feel like, okay.
Do you feel this wiser? This sounds
weird. No. I feel stupider. I don't know. Like, for some reason to me, 19 to 20, not that big of a jump. 20, 21, not that big of a jump. 21, 22, not blah, 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 and so on, so on. 23 to 24 feels like a huge jump to me.
Yeah, it seems really strange. You know what it is? I think it's because we're so close to that 25.
Maybe.
And, like, that mark is very, like, quarter. Like, you're a quarter left. Yeah.
Like, for some reason, 22 and 23 doesn't... Yeah.
When I think of 22, I'm like, oh, I'm so close to 20.
Yeah.
But when I think of me at 25, I'm so close to 30.
Yeah. And it's quarter life, on the way I'm going, it's about half here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, that's a lot for me to deal
with.
With all the vaping.
With all the vaping.
Diet Coke. And I remember, like, when my siblings were, like, in their 20s. I was like, holy shit, they're, like, so old. And now they're, like, all turning 30 and shit. And my mom and brother's, like, 40
I think maybe that's why people are like, you guys are not Gen Z. I'm like, bitch.
Unfortunately,
We're the old part of Gen Z.
Yeah, we do exist.
Fuck.
Barely, but we're here.
Speaking of your trauma, though.
Oh. Where are we going?
your mental illness.
Yeah.
Because you just brought it up. I saw a... tweet, and it really made me think about you, so I'd love to read it to you.
What do you mean, speaking of my trauma? Where are we going?
So I really thought of you when I saw this, and at William, spelt with a Y, like yum, said and tweeted, one BPD girl is worth 1,000 bitches.
Oh, that's so sweet. And
it really reminded me of you.
I am.
Because it's true.
And personally, like, I feel like 1,000 bitches. Where's my personality?
Honestly, though, like, I do feel as if, like, I get different versions of you. And it's, like, not, like, in a bad way.
Actually, though.
Yeah, it's like,
I always
a good
wonder
way.
If I come off that way. Yeah, I know. Some days I'm, like, depressed, can't leave my room. Other days I'm literally bouncing off the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
It's very weird. It's kind of fun, though. I mean, it's not fun to have BPD. But it's fun to make fun... That's not the way to put it.
It's fun to, like, put it in a
happier
fun.
Light. I was just about to say, yeah, to see positivity in things that you can't help. Yeah.
You're a good time.
Yeah. Aw. Yeah. Thanks. Okay. I like being, like, a different person.
That's enough circle jerking you. Ugh. Jerking off your deck.
I wish.
So, speaking of multiple personalities. Sorry, I'm...
What is your outline here? Where are we going?
So, the reason why I bring up... multiple personas is I recently watched a video of the theory that Stephen Hawking left before he died about how there's a multiverse.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right?
I've seen that.
And, you know, he was just saying that there's other universes apart from ours. So I know that this is actually, like, really stupid. But what I wanted to ask was... in an alternate universe, what do you think your doppelganger is doing right now?
Listen, whatever my doppelganger's done, I've already done.
Okay.
No, I think I'm famous.
You already are.
No, I'm like Kylie Jenner.
Her.
I'm at Kylie Jenner's level. My kid's name is Cloudy.
Cloudy?
Yeah, like Stormy, but Cloudy. I'm married to... Oh, wait, give me a second. I'm married to David Harbour from Stranger Things.
And you guys have a kid named Cloudy.
And we have a... no, I feel like if we had a kid, it would be named, like, 12. Sorry, Stranger Things is coming out
13.
Soon. And I'm, like, glitching from it.
Oh, my God.
13, very Taylor Swift, very Stranger Things. Mm. I'll accept that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not creative enough for this.
But his name's not, or your child's name isn't, like, 13, like, 1-3. It's in, like, Roman numerals.
Oh, it's, like, Elon Musk's kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like XYZ, but it's pronounced Z or something.
XAE12. What's his, how do you even say that? It's, like, Ash.
I forget it. It's something.
Yeah, like, Ash. I'm, like, what the fuck? That's so far. Mine, I feel as if, would be in this universe, my variant is currently having dinner, eating.
Ass.
No. Eating. fresh Italian pasta by the Amalfi Coast. And he's about to go.
Is he Italian? Or is he?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, he's Italian. He's Italian.
This sounds like a dream of yours or something.
Yeah, and he's...
Not that you wish to be Italian, I mean just like the Italian part.
And he's about to go and meet up with his husband, which is his sugar daddy who bankrolls his life.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah. But like older. At the end of the day, if there is a multiverse, I really hope that all of my variants are happy.
That's what I was going to say. Like, really? I feel like they're not. I hope.
If they're anything like me.
If you're watching this, seek help.
They're on the TV. They're like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Variant 38 is acting up. Well, on the topic of theories, have you heard about the theory that Lea Michele can't read?
I have, and I think it's so funny. It's
fucking hilarious. So... I know that it's blatantly a lie. Like, it's so fake.
How do you know?
Okay, yeah, yeah. Well, I just, like, want to trust that, you know, Lea Michele can fucking read.
Bro.
But here's the story. So the story is, since she was a very young actor on Broadway, she never had time to go to school.
Yeah.
And she did, like, the same theater shows for, like, a few years, like, a really, like, a while. So people are saying, like, oh, she only had to memorize it once, and that's why she did it for so long. All of her songs on Glee were pre-recorded.
And there was like bugs in her ear, whatever, yeah, yeah, that were like helping her.
And people were saying that, you know, she only really did shows with Ryan Murphy. And it was good because they had that rapport of like him like feeding her lines.
And her not being able to read.
But the funniest parts that I thought was so fucking funny was that her Instagram was a lot of it are like emoji captions.
Yeah, I did. That part was funny.
So people are like, oh, okay, well, that's her. Because yeah, she like, she talks in emojis.
And when it's typing, it's like her typed, publicist. It's her assistant.
Yeah, yeah. And if it's like a mix, if it's like words with emojis, she just got to pick the emojis that day.
I saw that exact
That's so fucking funny.
I love theories that are just like for shits and giggles.
Yeah, I'm like, I think for me, it's like, there's pretty compelling evidence. It's not evidence. It's more so like, there's pretty compelling arguments to it. And I think it's so funny that...
Like, it's a theory. Like, why are people even saying
this? Yeah. I'm gonna choose to believe...
That she can't read.
That she can't read, yeah.
I would love for her to just get on live and just say a blurb, you know?
Yeah.
And then everyone would just say, Ryan Murphy's feeding it to her.
Through yeah, yeah, that's feet. True, that's true. Hi, my name is Lea Michele. I'm 28 and I can't fucking read.
That's one of my favorite vines.
Okay, so moving on.
Speaking of theories, James Charles BBL. Is that the next topic?
Bro.
I want to talk about it so bad.
Bro. Okay, you know what? We'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get to what we're talking about. But the James Charles BBL thing, it's not even a theory. Like, it's confirmed.
His ass, bro, and also the diapers.
I can't believe his editor didn't see that. The fact that he put that out on the internet.
And it was like his Amazon previously. I don't get it how they
like
didn't see it.
It was like oatmeal and like adult diapers.
Yeah.
You know what it could be?
Did he ever explain that? Here, he never explained it. He just like let somebody like show that after he put in his video and just like went on with his life. Did you see his outfit? The rainbow one at Coachella and his fucking ass cheeks. Like,
it was.
Nothing against BBLs.
No.
But bro. Did you see that one girl who kept posting TikToks about work he's had done and he would comment on every single one?
Too? You know what? I do feel bad at the fact that like people dog him so much.
Yeah.
Like, and sometimes like unnecessarily, like they'll be like, oh, he said the N-word when like clearly he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I do feel bad at in that way, but that they always dog him about things. But he's just so easy.
Yeah, he is.
Like, he's such an easy target.
Like, the people who are just commenting about, like, him getting in a show and all this, like, they're just fucking with him. And he just 100%. Falls for it every single time.
I think that's what it is. Like, if he wasn't so, like, wanting to defend himself all the time.
Yeah.
Then I think it'd probably be easier for people to be like, oh, okay, well.
I hadn't seen him for a really long time until Coachella. Yeah. And I creeped his page. And it's crazy how, like, he like doesn't have any of the old friends he used to. Like, I'm guessing it's like the whole thing. Like, isn't it crazy? Yeah. All his friends, I don't even know who they are.
But anyways, what I actually wanted to talk about was not the actual event itself, but the slap that was heard around the world.
Oh yeah, that felt like years.
That did feel like years ago. But I wanted to point out the people who had something to say about it.
Amy Schumer.
Oh my God. I just think it's funny that she was going to make a joke about a dead person, but a slap was...
She's made jokes, you know, about dead people before, too.
Yeah.
Have you seen that Jackass one?
No.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yes, yes, yes.
And she's like...
And like, you could just see how uncomfortable... Something about
Ryan Dunn dying, then he was like, she said, I wish it was you. It was like, his friend died.
Yeah. Like, you could see on, like, Steve-O's face.
It was so awkward. What a garbage joke. That's what I mean. Like, roasts are, like, funny, but, like, when you take it to, like, some levels, it's just like, that's not funny.
Yeah. And then another person who fell so far from grace, Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, my God.
Yo, Twitter dogged her.
People, I know.
When you go so high, you fall so hard
and so quick.
Bro.
She said one thing about Will Smith and they all
they had the receipts.
They went in
on deck.
It was
they
crazy.
Had it. Cause it was so crazy that she said it like maybe like 8 hour. Like, okay. She made her post on Instagram and maybe like not even like 3 hours in, people had receipts, multiple receipts.
It was actually crazy. You know what I think is even crazier? Like, the receipts to cancel her were also to do with the Smiths.
With the Smiths, yeah.
Like, that is so
Which is
weird.
Really strange. Like, why would you say you wanted to date a 14-year-old? Because their mind is so great.
It's such a weird thing to say, especially in an interview, too. Like, just keep it to yourself, girl.
Okay, so another person who I think you're going to be really disappointed by. Who was like, oh, like, this was disgusting. Like, I can't believe that this happened at the Oscars. You're going to be so sad.
Who?
Jamie Lee Curtis. She was...
She made
a tweet saying, like, oh, like, it's disgusting what Will Smith did. Like, all this stuff. And everyone dogged her,
was
too.
Was it I didn't see that.
She deleted it. Like, it was, like, a quick...
Oh.
Yeah. But isn't that sad?
It is sad because I actually like really like her acting and her work. I love Jamie Lee Curtis.
You're just like, all right, well, I guess we just have to separate that.
Listen, I get where people are coming from, but it's also like, why are you saying your opinion? Like, Jamie Lee Curtis, nobody asked.
A lot of people, nobody asked.
And like, I get it's assault. And like, I get that everyone's on two different sides. Mm. It's whatever. But like, why are we like tweeting about it when like we know how terrible the Oscars has been? Like, there's 100%. Been like who win awards. Did you see that one?
Oh, yeah.
He was fleeing the country so he didn't get charged with raping a 14-year-old or whatever. I read all about it. I forget. But it was something like that.
Yep.
And they still gave this guy an Oscar. Mm-hmm. Like, I get why you're mad at Will Smith for the assault or whatever, but how can you not speak about the other things that the Oscars have done?
I feel like a lot of the people who were vocal about it and were like really angry were like white people.
Yeah, that's like, actually, you know, really
the far
true.
Right, and they were always like, oh, like he's an abuser, like he like assaulted him, that's really messed up, like what are we showing our kids or whatever. But like, they turn a blind eye only literally because they look like them
and because, you know, there's no proof is a big thing.
Oh, that too.
I'm like, okay, 30 girls have come forward, but no proof.
One of the things that I thought about, because I was talking about this to like older people and they were like, oh yeah, like a lot of people are saying they're on like Chris Rock's side. I'm like, I don't think there's a side.
There isn't a side at
all. And like,
all.
My thought process is the younger generation, like Gen Zers and Zoomers, like see it more so as like two things can be wrong and two things can be right at the same time.
Yeah.
And I think people fail to see that, especially in like the Americas, because like there's always...
They always like want someone to be wrong.
Yeah, because it's like it's ingrained in our culture, especially in like politics.
Yeah.
It's like one side always has to be wrong.
Yeah.
Why can't we both be right? While we're on like the whole pop culture and theories, which I kind of love.
Yeah.
I feel like we really need to get back and do another theory episode, but one where we don't fight. So, speaking of theories and rumors, ASAP Rocky allegedly cheated on Rihanna.
Okay. Where's the proof?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
People
that's
just
what I'm
said
saying.
Nothing. And I didn't believe it for a second. Like, everyone was tweeting about it. I was like, I Googled it. Literally, there's nothing.
No proof. There
like
was no
some
proof.
Twitter user, probably like anime profile picture, tweeted ASAP Rocky cheated on, whatever.
Honestly, I don't think that the the cheating is true at all. I think someone was just bored. I think it's the same.
Everyone ran with it.
Yeah, everybody sees a picture and a headline in like white bars and they're like, truth.
They run with it, bro.
Like, remember how we had that conversation that first 3 days are chaos?
Yeah.
It's that.
It's very
And then
that.
Like 3 days later, everybody's like, wait, where's the evidence?
Literally, for the first 3 days, people actually don't comprehend anything.
No, they don't. They don't.
They just say bad.
Yeah, they're like, good. Oh, bad.
Good.
Because like, honestly, the truth would be, number one, cheating on a woman, wrong. Number two, cheating on a pregnant woman, terrible.
Number three, cheating on a pregnant Rihanna?
Impossible. Like, who would do that in their right state of mind?
And also, like, how would anyone know? I'm just so confused on where these rumors came from.
Yeah, or were
just pulled out of my asshole. Proof
Honestly, that's
there's
what,
no proof.
Yeah, yeah. Same with like, even I know that we just did like our queen update. The only reason that was a thing because one Instagram news blog said the queen is dead,
and we all said yes.
And everybody
she is.
Was like, "Oh, guess she is."
That happens all the time. Guess I swear the queen dies like 4 times a year. Exactly. And everyone's just like, yep.
But yeah, what a strange fucking rumor. You know what's not a rumor?
What?
Britney Spears.
Is pregnant.
Pregnant. I don't know what the fuck is in the air.
Trisha, Britney, who's next?
Shane Dawson wants to have a baby.
I was just about to say Shane Dawson.
Rihanna's pregnant. Who would be on the next?
Who do you think is going to get pregnant next?
Yeah, who's next? Because, like, the Britney thing really came out of the blue.
Yeah.
She said, freedom! Kinda,
I don't want to say she's older, but, like, she is older,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she is.
She's, like, 40-something, which, I mean, it happens, but it's just shocking when it does happen.
It's like when they freed Britney, chastity belt off.
I know. Good for her.
Yeah. She's living, and her boyfriend, sexy.
I love Britney. I always have. I always stan people who are, like, kind of out of this world.
Yeah, just out of a
like Julia Fox.
Yeah.
Out of this world, and I love her. Debbie Ryan, out of this world.
Yeah,
and I love it.
And
I
not just like think it's funny. Not like fake extraterrestrial.
No, they're just like themselves, but they're just out. Yeah, Katy Perry's a fake. Katy Perry's a fake fan.
The Perrynators are coming.
It's whatever not, they call. I don't know, but it's not called? That.
The
Perrynators? That sounds awful.
Maybe I don't know the Perry Queens.
They're probably called like Candy Tits or something.
Oh, the Katy Cats.
Oh, they are called Katy Cats. Are they called Katy Cats?
Yeah. Katy Cats. Sick name. Ew. And not like in a good way. Thinking about who would be the next person that's pregnant, that's like kind of a shocker. I kind of think.
James Charles. I was thinking the
She's
same.
Already pregnant. He's already pregnant.
He's got two in that ass.
Yeah. Not me saying, oh, like, people need to stop fucking making fun of James Charles. And here I am. I think Lady Gaga.
Does she have a significant other?
I don't think so, but I, like, wouldn't that be iconic?
I would love, imagine a little she got, monster? Like, even a surrogate and not a little monster.
Like, how iconic would that be?
That would be.
Yeah,
what
I
about Ariana?
Ooh.
Because she's, like, married
that
now,
that would be
right?
good. Moving on from the pregnant ladies. And hopefully Miss Ariana, a little Arianator soon.
You're using all the fan base names today.
I know, right? I wanted to talk about TikTok. And I know I always say, I don't want to talk about TikTok because that's literally my life. But one thing that I have been seeing a lot, and it's like not even on my For You page, but it's like other people's pages when I like creep. There's a lot of kids out there that really romanticize age.
I see it with, just wait,
like,
what do you mean?
Like, for example, a lot of people are like, oh, well, like they make fun of Madonna's looks and how she's like old and like scary. I just don't understand it. I don't know where people, a lot of people are so performative about like mental health, especially, or just inclusivity in general. But then when it comes to like the things that they do, so, for example, like, making fucking fan cams of Jimmy Fallon and being like, oh, look how hot he was when he was younger. They have, like...
I saw that one, actually, yeah.
Like, and you'd think about him, you're like, oh, like, that's so funny. Like, he used to be so cute back in the day. But when you think about it, that actual video is, like, rooted in, like, ageism.
I always wonder, like, if it's just, like, how the world is today with, like, filters and Botox and plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, they don't realize that, like... people's
age.
Yeah, literally.
And I think it's gotten a lot worse, to be honest.
It has. Like, I think people, with like the accessibility to social media, like when we were kids, yeah. I don't think we got social media until we were like 14, 15. But now it's like more like ads and more like, I don't know. It's like when I used to watch YouTube or when I used to watch go on Instagram, there was no advertisements. You didn't like get recommended things. You didn't get shown things you don't follow, like unless you follow them. It's mm-hmm. So, like, it's very different than today. Like, you're scrolling and it'll be like posts you might like, and it's like a girl in a bathing suit or like a girl with like.
It was so much more authentic back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, people were just, like, normal people.
So, yeah.
Like, you'd see wrinkles, yeah. you'd see
stretch everything. Marks. And yeah. now it's, like, which, like, there's no problem in editing your photos. There's no problem in getting plastic surgery. But clearly, it's becoming more of a norm, where back in the day, it wasn't a norm.
Yeah, it's probably just harmful to younger children who, like, romanticize youth.
Yeah.
I guess, like, my thing would be to, for, like, all the people, especially the younger generation out there. Ew, I sound like a fucking grandpa.
Yeah.
But really just live in the moment and stop making fun of other people.
Yeah, if you want to get dark, we're all dying. Facts. Every minute you live is closer to death.
Every minute, every vape hit, every Juul hit.
I feel like the vape was targeted towards somebody in this room. I'm not going to say who it is, but
I literally
looked at my vape when you said it.
I know.
You said the vape hit. Also, don't vape. I'm so addicted to vaping. Oh, last night I was hauling on it, and I'm like, I need help. Like, I need to, like, quit.
You know what? Now that I'm getting older, and, you know, I hate to sound like I'm, like, 45, but when I go to bed now, my back, like I feel like my left lung has, like, a hole in
That's
it.
That's scary.
Or just, like, it's like, oh, like.
I'm only smiling because same.
You know, and it's like, whoa, like, that's never affected me before.
I get really bad chest pains, and I'm like.
Sometimes, yeah.
I feel like I'm like too under here. Young to be having chest pains, like, in my heart where it feels like.
Anyways.
Anyways, we're all dying. We're all dying.
Okay, the last thing I really just want to, the last few topics in pop culture that I just wanted to talk about was, number one, JoJo Siwa and her new haircut. Iconic. It's giving mask for mask.
Listen.
Okay,
go. I love you, queen. I love you so much. I don't like the haircut.
You don't like it?
I think it's just because I loved her long. Like, her hair was long, right? And, like, I like it in a way that she looks so cute and so happy and all that. But, like, for me, I just liked her other hair. But
aesthetically, yeah.
I really do like that she did it. Like, I think she looks cool.
Yeah, I think.
I just miss her old hair. She's giving me pink, like pink vibes. Oh, I see. I love pink.
She's giving me more like Demi Lovato, Demi Lovato's like.
I feel like that's nonsense. Okay. I feel like that's rude, even though
It's true. Like, Demi, it's giving me Demi Lovato's like younger sister.
Mm.
That's what it's giving me. Like,
I could there's see that.
Something about JoJo Siwa with her new haircut.
Her energy, too, with the haircut.
Like, I feel like if I saw her on the street and, like, I accidentally bumped into her in the wrong way,
I would say sorry.
Yeah, like,
her. Well, I mean, I'd probably say sorry anyway. Well, facts. But,
like, her 6 foot ass could really beat me the fuck up.
She's my height, eh? I think that's so weird. Like, I'll see, like, a picture of her and, like, she doesn't seem like she's the same. Yeah. Like, I'm tall.
Like, so, just like, imagine her weird. On a platform, like.
Yeah, it's so weird. She's like my height and I'm tall. Like,
but JoJo Siwa,
iconic. We love you.
We always stand JoJo Siwa.
I'm gonna miss JoJo with a bobo, but
no, she's dead. Like, yeah, she's cool. Bobo Siwa is dead.
She looks cool. So I feel like, do you think when she's older, like once she gets out of her kids era, like do you think she's gonna make like kind of like rocker music or like she's in punk-y her like thing?
She's in her. I hate to say this term, but she's in her like butch phase.
Yeah.
So moving on from JoJo Siwa. Which I don't want to move on. I love JoJo.
I love
I wanted to talk about the fact
are
that
we
she was
talk about Kids Choice Awards.
Yeah, she was not invited at the Kids Choice Awards.
That's wild to me.
When she was nominated, and also, is it just because she's a proud
lesbian
now?
I don't like. I actually can't like understand why. I guess I read this online, literally one thing about it online, didn't look further into it. So if it's a lie,
could be.
Don't blame me. Okay. But somebody said something happened in the summer with her contract with Nickelodeon, and they were like feuding over something.
Oh, to do with her songs, money.
Yeah. And songs at her concert. So people are thinking, like, I mean, it's probably just blatant homophobia. However, like, also that
money and homophobia.
I just don't get how she wasn't invited when she's like the
literally face of the Nickelodeon. Face of the Nickelodeon, especially in the past like 6 years.
Yeah.
But anyways, all right. Moving on from JoJo, I love you so much, Queen.
I'll invite you to. Ooh, that was gonna sound weird. I'll invite you to my Kids' Choice Awards. I don't have Kids' Choice Awards. I'm not.
Moving on. well, speaking of kids, what I wanted to talk about was the new Kim Kardashian, the Kardashian show, and how her kid.
You're going to bring up Roblox one more goddamn time, eh?
Yes. You know what?
That was wild.
It was so fucking wild. And might I say, the new Kardashian show on Disney Plus. Slayed.
Is it? I haven't watched it. Is it all out?
Only one.
It's like an episode. Oh, you're saying slayed, so that's why I was confused. I thought you meant you watched the whole thing.
I watched that first episode and it was slayed. Good. It was so
I think I might watch it.
It wasn't like amazing.
But it's the Kardashians, right? Like it's like, good reality TV.
I watched the reality house or whatever. An episode of the Hype House reality show. And I watched like one episode of like the D'Amelio show.
Those are all shows.
And you know what? My head just went, no one does reality TV like the Kardashians. Imagine having your first episode ever as a new TV show and you already have like three iconic moments.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like number one with Tristan.
I was just about to say that.
Looking afraid.
Face, bro.
When Kim was like, hey, Chloe.
She's like, Chloe, I need to talk to you. And it was only Chloe. He's like.
Yo, he was like. Straight up. So that was really iconic. Number two, her crying to Kanye saying, we want on her Roblox. And then number three, at the very end, where she was like, it was like Kim K versus Roblox.
Oh my God.
Kim K threatening to take down Roblox was not on my 2022 predictions list.
I did not know that even happened at the end.
No, yeah, at the end, I'm gonna watch it. At the end, she was just like, I have the money and the resources.
Girl, wait, we know.
And technically, she can't take down Roblox. Roblox is worth like $23
billion. Yeah.
Which is... Kids, I don't know why y'all are spending money on Roblox.
Roblox is weird though because like
kind of fun. I played it with my niece and I was building like some ship and it was kind of iconic.
But like anyone can upload anything to Roblox, which is where it gets kind of like
it's a community platform.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like Roblox who like put out.
No, but it was like some 12-year-old or like who was like 15-year-old.
Like I have
13. Imagine your fucking like 5-year-olds. I don't know how old he is.
Yeah.
Going up to you though and saying like, "Look, mom, it's you," and it's your fucking sex tape.
Yeah.
I feel bad for
that's,
her.
Yeah.
I really do.
But yeah, I think we also had that conversation last week where we were like, oh, Trisha Paytas is having her baby and she's like a, you know, adult film star. Like, I know for Kim, like, she wasn't an adult film star, but she has that video that's like really followed her throughout the years. It's like, oh, like, how crazy is that going to be when their kids grow up and see that?
And it's already happening.
Now it's happened. And in Roblox?
And he's like... Not even grown up.
Like, that's what took me off the edge.
Yeah.
Especially when Saint was like, but it wasn't me. I didn't do that. Like, really just trying to explain to Kim, like, mom, like, no.
I didn't upload it. I didn't do that.
Anyways. But yeah, that was so iconic. Her just saying, like,
I'm going to sue Roblox.
Yeah.
I have all the time, all the money, and all of the resources.
That's what I'm saying. When I heard that, which I know she's not actually going to sue Roblox, but when she said that, I just watched this episode, I was sitting there like, slay.
Like, you're Chloe.
She ate. Oh yeah, she ate. Like, the way she was like, I have all the time, all the money, and the resources to burn them all to the fucking ground.
Okay, but also, like, it's not really Roblox. It's like someone posted something stupid on Reddit, you're not going to sue Reddit.
But I don't think she understands the concept.
No, I don't think so. Well, to be fair, I think she thought Saint uploaded that.
Yeah.
At first. He's like, no, mom, it wasn't me.
Yeah. But yeah, I just thought that was so iconic. What a way to start a new season with this whole Roblox story.
How often are the episodes?
It's weekly.
Okay.
There should be an episode out now.
I was gonna say soon, right?
Yeah. But anyways, iconic. Her crying over Roblox, also iconic.
Roblox just, in general.
Just iconic all
not
around.
Not really iconic, actually.
Yeah. Okay, so at the end of the episode, we usually play like a little game or we'll do something like kind of last week we did the captions. This week, I want to try something with you. So
I'm nervous.
Recently on TikTok, I saw a video by In the Moment, and they were talking about how, you know, the TV show Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm.
And how
I love it.
Yeah, I love that show. If you were on the TV show Love is Blind, you would need to ask questions like strategically to know like what that person is.
True.
So people were saying like, how would you know if someone was, say, Asian or Black or at least cultured in some way?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I've kind of, so in the video, they have a few questions that they had, but I've also compiled a few questions to see if you are cultured. Or just not white.
Oh, wait, are you just quizzing me?
Yeah, I'm quizzing you.
Okay.
So this is kind of like a...
Put a finger down.
like a caucasity meter.
Okay.
Like
how white am I?
Yeah, are you bland chicken white or seasoned white?
I think I'm pretty bland.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll start. All right. Here are the questions. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm excited.
So I've also sprinkled in a few questions that are like personal to like Asian heritage and whatnot.
Okay.
So it's a mix of all cultures to see.
It like a quiz, like quizzing, like there's one correct answer or is it about me?
It's one correct answer.
Oh, okay. I might be good then.
Yeah.
I'm kind of smart.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
It's a mix of a lot of things. It's like pop culture, whatever. Anyways.
Yeah. I love quizzes. Oh my God. I'm so excited.
All right, Miss Allie Sloan, are you ready to answer a few questions?
The fucking music. What is this?
To see if you are white as a chicken breast or have some seasoning. Okay. Let me fade out this music. Yeah. Okay.
I'm so excited.
So for the first question.
Should I be embarrassed?
I hated that you just did that. Okay. For the first question. In season 1, episode 8 of Flavor of Love, what did Pumpkin do to New York?
I haven't seen that show. So.
It's a very iconic pop culture moment.
I know who you're talking about. Like, I know what...
New York. You know New York?
No, I don't know who they
are. You don't
know
who New York is?
I think I do, because I think I know what meme it is, but I don't know what...
Okay, just... You have to answer. Take a shot in the dark.
I don't have an answer.
Shot in the dark. What did Pumpkin do to New York in season 1, episode 8 of Flavor of Love?
Is it the... Okay, I don't think this is right. Is it the damn double homicide, or is that something else?
No.
Was I close?
Unfortunately... No, you are wrong.
I haven't seen that.
Pumpkin spit in New York's face.
Oh, I could have guessed that. That yeah. was fun. I thought it was like.
Have you not seen that video?
No.
She was like.
Probably.
She's like, Pumpkin, you fucking disgusting bitch. Because like Flavor Flav was trying to pick his next girl and Pumpkin got voted out and she like spit on New York's face.
Well, you've seen it. Holy shit.
Do you know New York?
No.
She's iconic reality TV.
I know. I think I know what you're talking about. I just don't.
Like Tiffany Pollard.
Yes, but no. Like, I don't know. I've never seen the show.
Anyways, all right. So the next question is, how long did Sophia have to fight?
What are these questions?
You should know this one.
Are you going to give a hint? Explain it?
Like, no, Sophia, you should already know this.
I'm uncultured, apparently.
Have you seen the movie The Color Purple? Well, the correct answer... Which you got wrong. The correct answer is All My Life.
All My Life. I don't know what this is. I don't know what any of this is.
That was bad. Okay.
This is really going bad. I was excited.
It's okay. There's a lot more questions. All right. Number 3, the next question. What is lengua? A unit of measurement.
I love.
Like length, width, height. B, a slang word for true love. C, a beef's tongue. D, none of the above.
Lengua.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking either B or none. I don't like that there's a none of the above. That's very scary. I'm also loving the multiple choice. Should I guess B? I'll guess B.
It's your choice.
B. What the fuck? Is it D?
Lengua is C, a beef's tongue.
Oh.
Commonly used in like street, like food.
I wasn't going to guess that. Yeah. I wasn't going to guess A if that like helps. If you're, I knew it wasn't A. Yeah.
No, it's not. It was to throw, that one was to throw you off.
So I'm 0 for 3.
You are 0 for 3.
Nice.
Lengua's like a really good like South American. It's just beef's tongue. Like we also cook it. We can make like really good soups out of it. It's like the inside of the tongue. It's delicious. Very soft. Anyways, all right. Fourth question. Finish the saying. God is good.
God is great. No, God is good. Amen. Fuck!
What the fuck, Allie?
God is good.
God is good.
God is great.
I'm giving you another chance.
Okay, wait, say it again.
God is good.
Hell yeah. I didn't know I was going to do this poorly.
It's okay. I grew up in church, so like I always heard this. But people would always say, God is good all the time. Yeah.
And what church did you go to?
A lot of churches, actually. But people just say that. God is good all the time. No? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, you're learning. That. You're learning new
I'm
things.
Learning a lot.
All right. This is the fifth question.
Okay. 0 for 4.
Okay. You have a few more. Yeah. Okay. One theoretically, you make your mother angry. What is the item she chooses to throw at you?
There's no options?
No.
The curling iron.
The curling iron?
The phone?
That is so random.
To throw at you?
Yeah.
The phone?
Girl, we gonna be... You're not gonna...
What are these questions?
A slipper. A chancla.
A chancla.
You know, slippers? My family always... We're a slipper family.
Is this a Asian culture thing?
Asian, Hispanic.
Okay.
It's always the slipper.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it's You're always saying, the slipper. You said curling iron. That's so random. Anyways, the answer is slipper. How am I supposed to know that?
That's like something that, like, I feel like if we were to, put this on TikTok, they'd be like, how could you not get the slipper? You know what
You're
I'm
gonna
saying?
You're going to embarrass me on TikTok. That's all I know.
Oh, my God. Okay. This one you might get. Okay, you're failing so far.
Yeah.
You're fucking failing.
Quite horribly.
All right, this one is, please walk me through how you would cook rice. What is the right way, or what is the way you would cook rice?
Do you actually want to know, or do you want the answer? Like, do you want to know how I cook rice?
Okay, yeah, show me.
Show you?
Or just give me an indication of how you would do it.
Okay, like, would you do it in a rice cooker? Is that the answer?
Well, just say what you want to say.
What I would do, what I do is I take one part rice, so like a cup of rice, and then a cup of water, and then, and then I let it boil, and then once it's boiling, I put the lid on, I turn it to low, and I let it simmer for 20 minutes. And then I fluff it up with a fork, and I put butter on it.
Oh, that's some white people shit.
What do you do?
Okay, well.
Use a rice cooker.
If you were cultured, no. Oh. But also, yes. You would scoop in how many cups of rice you would need.
Yeah.
And you would use the rule of the finger, which is the water would touch all the way up to the first line of your middle finger or this finger. So it would be the rice. So the rice would be here and the water would be up to here.
Okay. So what if it measured that. The same as what I said?
It doesn't.
Okay.
But that always works. You obviously would do it in the rice cooker.
Yeah.
And none
I
of
I do
the,
have a rice cooker. I've
none of the fluff and shit.
Why? You fluff it with a fork. Butter. It literally says on the instructions.
Why butter?
Butter and rice? If I'm making like white rice, I put butter on it.
Moving on. I'm not even going to play the sound for this one because, girl, this is getting desperate. Okay. How about this? This one's kind of a trick.
Like I needed one.
Yeah, but...
You could have just told me straight up.
So I feel like with this question, you could either answer of either of two ways.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask.
I'm focused.
Your mom orders food for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
What is she ordering? Come on, think about this.
You said it was a trick.
Think about this really hard.
She's not ordering food. She's making it herself.
Yes! Yes! So the actual thing that I wrote down is nothing. We have food at home.
Oh, yeah. That's actually fun. My mom does say that to me. However, she does order pizza. So I was going to say pizza.
Oh my God. Look, pizza, white. White people. Because
in brackets.
I grew up. I remember when I first came here and I was like, whenever I'd go to a friend's house, like if they're like, what do you guys want for dinner? And be like, I don't know, whatever you're cooking. And she's like, oh, I'm not cooking. And then orders pizza. It's always pizza. Mm. Here, it's always like a...
We have food at home. Canadian. My mom actually says we have food at home a lot.
That one was like a pretty like general one. But...
I got one right, but you also, kind of.
I feel like you that was like a... You kind of told me, though. Yeah, I feel like that was like a half point because you also said she would order pizza. This is the last question. And you can't really answer this one like... You can't really answer this one properly.
Okay.
The last question is, who was in Paris? You know what I was going to say?
Bro.
You know what I was going to say?
What?
Emily.
There's no way.
In the video, they asked this guy, they were just like,
I've actually seen it. Who was
in Paris? Yes, yes. He's like, who was in Paris? And he said,
Jay-Z.
Kanye West and Jay-Z. And then in my head, I was like, I didn't even think about that because the first thing that I thought was in my Emily head was Emily. Paris. But yeah. All right. Well, you got
one.
I feel like you're cultured now.
Apparently not. I really thought I was more than that.
Well, like, I think like these questions would be questions you would ask, like, if you weren't seeing the other person, mm-hmm. like immediately in like the first like three questions, you not even knowing half the things on here. I was like, oh, okay, well, she's obviously white.
Yeah.
So if I was on Love is Blind and you were answering the way you were answering.
Oh, no, I forgot we were talking about that.
I genuinely would be like, oh, yeah, this is a white girl.
That's another white bitch. Yeah. That's true.
But yeah, we found out that you're white. Obviously, they know. White as
we
fuck.
We found out. I'm fucking Irish, love. You forgot?
Yeah, I forgot you were Irish. Anyways, while we're on the topic of like answering questions, what I wanted from our viewers, now that we actually have viewers, is I want you guys to ask us questions, you know, ask us for life advice, even if it's absurd questions, any stories or whatnot. And you guys could either leave it in the Q&A section on TikTok, or if you go to livelaughbeef.com, you can leave a audio recording and we might put it on the podcast. So we can answer like voice recordings of people's questions live on the podcast. Because I think we should really do that next week. I think that'd be really fun to do.
I think that would be fun, yeah.
So yeah, anything you guys have to ask, maybe about love, which we're not very good at, but...
No.
And don't take anything that we say to fucking...
Don't take anything
to say. Yeah, don't take it seriously. But I feel like that'd be a really fun thing to do.
I'll try my best.
So yeah, go to livelaughbeef.com and leave us voice messages and we will play them next week. So to end off this episode, who are you beefing with today?
I am beefing with... I forget what we talked about. Roblox.
You're beefing with Roblox? Okay, Kim K.
Just because I want to side with Kim K on this one. You know what? Yeah. Kim K's been through a lot with the whole Kanye thing and the whole everything. You know what? She doesn't deserve that. So, Kim, I'm on your side. I'll, like, GoFundMe you, like...
$2.
$5.
I'll fucking eat yours for you, $5.
You burning Roblox to the ground.
Yeah.
Also, maybe then the Roblox 12-year-olds won't hit comment on our TikTok.
Facts.
They'll have nothing else to do.
All right. The people who I'm beefing with today... I'm sure you've already seen the famous video on Twitter. We're both on like the same Twitter feeds, I think. The fucking Christians that were singing on the airplane, like singing praising songs. That's who I'm beefing with.
Me too. If I was on that plane.
It's game over.
I think I would say something.
I would definitely say something.
I don't know if it's rude, but I'd be like, can you guys stop?
I'd probably take off my fucking AirPods and just look at them and be like, can you not today? Please.
Imagine how mad you would be. Like if you were just trying to, first of all, someone's like, they're literally holding them hostage in
air.
For
real, for real.
Like that's what I mean. It's so fucking
I just feel like the...
Something like that.
Stewardesses. Yeah. We're probably just like, I don't get paid enough for this shit.
So I saw someone post, I would just open the door.
Oh my God, end it all.
But like, what the fuck?
A lot of people were even like,
comparing it to like, yes, if they were like Islam. Imagine, or Muslim.
Yeah, and they were, yeah, praying in the middle of this,
they would be the seats. Emergency landing, taken, exactly, down, shot, yeah. But no.
Anyways, yeah, I saw that video and immediately, like, I don't really cringe to a lot of things.
I cringed.
But it was very cringe. It's like, anyways, that's who I'm beefing with. Keep it in the church, okay? Keep it in wherever the fuck you sing your praises.
Yeah.
But not on a fucking airplane.
No.
Like, me, why couldn't they've done it at the airport?
Yeah.
You know, at least I could walk by you. The fuck?
It made me cringe mostly because, like, I think about how miserable I am on an airplane. Or, like, yeah, imagine how anxious, or just some general, people are. Yeah. Like, some people are anxious about flying. Imagine that fucking happens. I would have a panic attack,
yeah.
Insane.
So, yeah.
I'll beef with them, too. Them and Roblox. Yeah,
that's who I'm beefing with.
Same communities, honestly.
Anyways, I'm all beefed out today.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks.
Thanks for following us on this journey. It's our 10th episode. So crazy. And honestly, I know, like, I didn't really have much hopes for our podcast. Because, like, we were doing this for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening.
Thanks. Catch you in number 11. My favorite number.
Catch you in 1-1, bitch.